Now, next thing, I want to help assert Rich's masculinity. We've been chipping away at it a little bit in the course of today's show. Not that we've ever done that before. But I figure Rich can show off, and I'm going to give him and Rachel a 10-point, 10-question sports trivia quiz. And we're going to see at the end of 10 questions who gets more right.
So Joel's not going to administer it?
Oh,
that was my fantasy.
Joel, do you want to administer it? You can. They're written down right here.
No. You administer it. I'm going to be here, the one making fun of everybody.
Can you keep track, or can someone just take a piece
of
paper?
What's at stake? What's the prize?
My respect.
Yeah. Not wearing the King Homo crown for 5 minutes.
Pride bucks?
Yes, you'll get 10 pride dollars.
Someone's going to like buy me a, you know, the first prize doesn't get a...
Okay, all right. We're going to keep
I'll give you a piece of gum if you win.
Even Homeless Jeopardy has prizes.
I will give you a piece of Stride gum if you win.
Wait, what do I get if I win?
You get to be on the show some more.
Yes. There you go.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, I am readying the sheet to write down to keep track of these answers. So give me one moment.
Yes, we need the document.
Now, is this going to work? Because, like, what if he says the right answer and, like, I didn't know it, and then, like,
you're going to cheat with Wikipedia. You're going to get everything right.
I'm not going to acknowledge a damn thing until both of you answer.
There should be a timer.
Okay.
Look, do you want to hear me shut my computer? I will shut my computer.
Let's hear it.
I'm listening.
Okay. Right, ready?
And then it's the first one that answers gets the point, right?
No, they can both answer. I mean, I'll trust that.
Well, either I'm going to know it or I'm not.
Yeah, exactly.
If she's like thinking for a minute. We know what she's doing.
Yeah.
I trust her. Okay.
Thank you.
Question number one. How many points in football? How many points is a field goal worth?
Two.
Okay.
Wait, it's two if it's not the touchdown.
Okay, you're both wrong.
What? What? What?
It's a field goal.
It's totally two. Wait, no, one.
It's three.
Three. I was really confident too. That's the worst.
You said it really fast.
Yeah.
I was really certain it was two.
Oh my god.
There's something.
Oh, wow. Would have gotten that right if he hadn't been
no,
wrong.
No, you know what? There's something else that must be two in that game.
The 2-point conversion.
Right.
Is that a Hail Mary?
No. Oh god. Oh god.
What's
oh
the thing god. Where you kick? Never mind. Okay, keep going.
All right. All right, and Joel can testify to pretty much how easy all this crap is.
No. That was if I had thought more about that.
I think I knew that answer when I was three.
Yeah. In baseball, when a player hits a grand slam, what did he do?
Wait, is that the thing where the bases are loaded and he hits a home run and everybody gets a point?
Oh!
Winner!
Of course,
we might have to dock half a point for her saying a point, but we'll let it stand.
I actually know about baseball, too. That is really embarrassing.
Wait, did I get it right?
You got it right.
Yes.
This is horrible. Why did I agree to this?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's a run, not a point.
It's a home run, yeah.
I didn't know there would be
did
baseball.
Did I get a bonus point for that?
No, you actually almost lost half a point.
You just, yeah. In the game
tabulating.
Okay, I'm keeping track here. We got Rachel up 1-0 after two.
Okay.
She is fast building a
lead. Did you get negative points for a bad answer?
Nah.
Okay.
This isn't the SAT. Okay, number three. In hockey, if a player has achieved a hat trick, what has he done?
Three goals in a row.
Rachel?
I have no clue. I don't even know what you said. A hat trick?
Hat trick.
A Patrick?
Yes. Like Patrick with an H.
Like St. Patrick's Day?
Yes.
Yeah, I got nothing. And I'm pretty sure he's wrong, so I'm not going to second his answer.
Oh, no. King Queen got a point.
it's not necessarily three in goals
row,
in a row, but
just
it's just three goals in the game.
I'm going to count it.
Yeah, we got to count.
We got to keep this. Oh, my Lord. We got to tie.
I mean, if she can say 4 points for a home run, I mean, we may as well let three goals in a row go by for a hat trick, I guess.
Okay.
Okay, next.
Next, question four. What team is Michael Jordan most famous for playing for?
Obviously, I knew that answer.
What's
Chicago
the answer?
Bulls.
Okay. You both got it right.
Yep. That's too easy. That's too easy even for us.
Oh, come
Wait.
On. What?
Can I say UNC? Because I went to UNC, and I'm just going to say UNC. No.
Okay. You would win for UNC, too. What the hell? That shows some good sports knowledge.
I'd accept it.
I'm going to pretend I knew that.
Okay. What team does Tom Brady currently play for?
Patriots.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Give it to both of them.
What? What? She didn't say anything.
She said Patriots.
You beat her to it. I mean,
but
she's
was,
getting,
what?
It.
She was getting there.
What? Oh, this is. I'm out of this. This sucks. Wait, if I can't get points for being faster, how am I going to win this thing? She didn't say anything.
There's a question.
I
10 is designed.
Patriots.
No, even when you got hat trick right, she decided to think you were wrong and was honest about it. So that's why
I
I'm
trust
allowing
her.
It.
I trust her. And question 10. If you're going into question 10 with a tie, question 10 will give you the win and give us a laugh.
All right.
And it'll show what you did with your high school years.
Okay.
Okay. Number 6. What sport is Wayne Gretzky famous for playing?
Hockey.
Hockey.
Okay.
I said it first.
It's about
a tie. I actually
so speed,
said it first. Okay,
speed,
shut
speed
up.
Doesn't matter at all then. Okay, she's on the phone, so fair enough. Okay.
Accuracy is all that matters.
Okay. Number 7. What is the name of the position of the player that typically throws a pass in football?
Quarterback.
Quarterback.
Okay. Both are winners.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, these are a little bit, you know, these are mad basic.
Okay, you guys both missed
a
couple.
You didn't know what a grand slam was, dude. Shut up.
Number 8. How many players are on the court for each team in a game of basketball?
5.
Yeah, 5 sounds right.
I'm going to give that to Rachel, not Rich.
Oh, come on. I would have said 5 eventually. It's totally not fair.
That's so debatable. We should give Rich a point for that.
Screw
it. Don't give him a point for that.
No, I didn't really know.
Okay. I'm glad you're being honest.
I mean, I might have guessed 5.
It sounds like a nice round number.
In baseball, question 9. In baseball, what does the term on deck mean?
It means you're about to go to bat.
I don't know. I mean, that's what I would have said. That's what I would have said, but I didn't know it. I would have been BSing. I think she was BSing, too.
Okay, at this point, Rachel's pretty much cemented the lead, but I'll award 2 points for this final question.
What's the current score?
The current score, we have Rachel with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 points.
And
she's,
Rich what? Has how many?
Rachel's got 7. Rich has...
5.
Yes.
How much?
Rich has 5. Oh. Rachel's got 7.
This is gay.
The last question's worth 2 points, though. Are you ready? Are you both ready?
Yes.
Name 5 albums by The Cure.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I could definitely do that.
I don't even think I can name 5 songs.
Boys
by
Don't
the
Cry,
Cure.
17 Seconds, Faith, Head on the Door, Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Disintegration, Wish. Do I need to keep going?
I have a big problem. I have a problem with this final question.
Rachel wins. I just wanted to show what Rich does with his time.
If I said The Cure was gay, would I get the point?
You would get 1 point.
You get a
Rich's
point with
too.
Me.